injured in a deadly car wreck Friday night.
Arrington suffered a broken back, broken ribs, had to have parts of her small intestine and colon removed, and the main artery in one of her legs has collapsed, requiring a stent.
Fox's Derek Dennis. Arrington just won her Trump-endorsed primary race against incumbent Mark Sanford, a frequent critic of the president. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Enjoy the great
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, MontgomeryLASIK.net.
Advanced Tech Systems, the River Region's leader in home and business security and automation, has an immediate opening for an experienced integrator for audio, video, and security. This candidate must like people and have a genuine interest in helping homeowners and business owners with their security and automation concerns. Advanced Tech Systems is a locally owned company with a fantastic working environment. If you have the experience and can meet the challenge of integrating audio, video, and security into a seamless system, get in touch with Advanced Tech Systems today. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Advanced Tech Systems is offering a very competitive salary for the right qualified candidate, and the opportunities for advancement are part of the package. Don't waste time. This opening is available now. Call 334-229-9975 or email your resume to atsmgm@gmail.com. Join the Advanced Tech Systems team today.
Mr. Sandman is back in our permanent stores just in time to introduce some amazing new mattresses from Serta, Sutherland, Jameson, and the luxurious collection from my good friends, Drew and Jonathan Sky from HGTV. Okay, I met them at a book signing. Many of our most popular mattresses are back, including the Pure Tadalay Bliss latex mattresses and Scandinavian latex and memory foam sets. Most products we carry are unique to this area and are discounted every day. Mr. Sandman also offers a large selection of adjustable bases at the lowest prices around. We are overstocked on headboards and luxury pillows, so they are all on sale at huge discounts off internet prices, including some plush memory foam pillows for $25. Your child will love one. We do sell box springs, both lowered profile and regular heights. For a no-pressure, pleasant shopping experience, visit us in Millbrook on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 next to the Citgo station, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery across from the Dairy Queen. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Did back pain follow you into the new year? Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006 and meets one-on-one with each patient. He can show you other ways of managing your pain besides medication, and you won't feel like you've been lost in the conglomerate healthcare shuffle. Millbrook Family Chiropractic accepts most insurance plans. They have convenient office hours, and they don't overbook. Find out more by visiting MillbrookChiropractor.com, by calling 285-8483, or find them on Facebook, Millbrook Family Chiropractic, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook.
Rick Peters here. Let me tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in Montgomery, Sinclair's. For decades, Sinclair's has been the perfect destination for an us moment, a quick lunch with friends, or a fabulous dinner out. From mouth-watering steaks from Pepper Tree, fresh Gulf seafood from Destin Connection, pasta dishes, crisp salads, along with great burgers, wings, and sandwiches, Sinclair's is unequaled in the River Region. Open for lunch at 11 every day with daily lunch and dinner specials, and don't forget Sunday brunch. The normal menu, along with shrimp and grits, eggs benedict, country breakfast, from 10 to 2 on Sunday. Sinclair's is the perfect place to dine. Gather with friends at the bar and enjoy life with live music every Friday and Saturday night. Planning for a large group, Sinclair's can handle your group up to 60 downstairs, to full catering for hundreds off-premises with their special catering menu. Sinclair's on Vaughn at Taylor. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition for over 20 years. Sinclair's.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are deep into the summertime muggies, and it's a pretty routine forecast. The threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue, but they'll fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, very hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, and the rain chances under 20% tomorrow, low tomorrow night in the mid-70s. Then spotty storms return Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather forecast, weather radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Postman, I need you to finish that thought. What we were talking about, the video, is that where we're going with this? Or you had...
Oh, no, this is that one last thing that I was...
Yeah, go ahead.
That
sorry.
I forgot to tell you about. But if you want to see the Hollywood connection to this, all you have to do is look at what's inside the case in Captain Picard's ready room on Star Trek The Next Generation. There's a model of that vessel sitting on the inside of the trophy case on that.
We're talking the Phoenix Lights vessel?
Yes, that Phoenix Lights vessel is in it's inside the trophy case in Captain Picard's ready room on Star Trek The Next Generation.
Doesn't surprise me the way they use mainstream media, movies, TV to show us things without telling us they're showing us. That way Satan can plead to God, hey, free will, I showed them. Sure, they thought it was entertainment, but who's counting?
And that's a model of every enterprise that's been built. They have the Clipper ship. They have the aircraft carrier. And after the aircraft carrier, they had the space shuttle. And then they had that Orion class ship that I'm talking about now. And after that, they built it was like a space carrier, but it was a lot bigger than the Orion class vessel. And then after that, they went to the warp type of vehicles, or the FTL drive ships. And then came the Constitution class Enterprise, and then came the Galaxy class, and so on and so forth. And the Sovereign class is the one they have now.
Mm. Yeah. It's way over my head. Frank, let's talk to Frank. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
How you doing, Frank?
Good. Hey, great show again. Hey, Postman, I just, like I said, just like every Saturday night, I've been doing a ton of work tonight. You started off talking about volcanoes and some different things. Can you just touch on that again briefly?
I think the reason why all these volcanoes are going off, because there's like 40 something around the world that are going off, mm-hmm. and that's not even half of the ones that are gonna go off, and I don't think we ever had this many going off at one time. Go ahead.
Let me ask you this: what's your thoughts on the Yellowstone super volcano?
Mm-hmm. We talked about this off air.
The Yellowstone volcano, the ground has been going up and down, and that magma's been moving around.
Well, they've been trying to bleed it off some,
and it's been and they're trying to keep it under cover what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's open to tourists, that part where the
no, but let me give you some insight, because that's where I'm from in that area originally. I've got some friends that live in Soda Springs, Idaho right now, and they're having quakes, earthquakes, like, I don't know, four or five a day. It's gone on now for about a year and a half. But let me give you a mind's eye picture, okay? And I don't remember what year it was. It might have been 30, 35 years ago when Mount St. Helens went off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I was still in Pocatello, Idaho at the time. And when we came out, try to envision taking about 4 or 5 inches of snow off your car in the wintertime, except for its ash.
Ooh.
From Mount St. Helens.
Wow.
And then, guys, if you can envision, if you went from Pocatello, Idaho to Idaho Falls, Idaho, which is like going from Birmingham to Montgomery, okay, they had to blast, to build a highway, they had to blast through lava rock for a 55-mile stretch. stretch. It's all pure lava. And all around that entire southeastern Idaho, it's almost pure lava rock in certain areas. And that came from the first, whenever it happened, a Yellowstone volcano. And it's just incredible how much, I'm talking, there's some, and then not even considered the craters of the moon, Idaho, which is miles and miles of pumice ash, which is, almost looks like mountains, Gary, except for it's little fine ash, that little rock.
Yeah.
And that volcano could be so powerful, they say it could almost reach Alabama.
Wow.
And it would take out the entire West Coast and about a third, if not 40-45% of the United States.
Yeah, well, the concussion wave would cause damage here, because here's what I can tell you about Mount St. Helens back in 1980 when it went off. At the time, I was at AUM. I was a freshman at AUM, and we could a week after the volcano went off, there was ash during the day when the students would park. Sometimes there would be 500 cars out in the parking lot. And when they would come out to, after class was over with and get in their car to go home or to go wherever, they would have to actually turn their windshield washers on to wash the ash off of the windshield.
Yeah, it kept falling post-spin in around the southern Idaho area for at least, I want to say, almost 3 weeks, 2.5 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, it took a week to get to Montgomery.
Yeah. I mean, it was incredible, the power of that thing. And the Yellowstone supervolcano, that's huge. I mean, if that blows, we're in trouble.
It's like 50-mile radius, a 50-mile caldera.
Yeah.
And, I mean, can you imagine if that thing were to actually blow? And they were actually talking about something to do with that lake or something.
It's called Lake Hebron,
right,
which is up in that area. And
yeah.
here's a story for you. When the first major earthquake, they thought that's when it was going. This was in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
That lake changed location.
Yeah.
That lake moved.
I heard about that.
Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. how powerful it is. Anyway, that was the first question I had. The second, you touched a little bit on souls. And can you elaborate on that again a little bit? What your mindset is on that?
You said souls?
Yeah, souls.
Oh, yeah. What was that question you asked me, Terry, about souls? Remember?
I just wondered if there were a certain number of souls and they get reincarnated, or is there constantly new souls being brought?
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
No, you can talk. Go ahead.
Well, I've done a study on this, and then let me give you a couple of verses, okay? Because like I said, I like to back everything up by the Bible. Okay, let me give you Matthew 10:28. And do not fear those who kill the body, they cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both the soul and body in hell. And we know who that's talking about.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to Ecclesiastes 12:7. And the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the one I really like. And Terry, like I said, I don't like to talk about the Mormon church, but there's a reason why I did a huge study about this, okay?
Okay.
Ezekiel 18:4. Behold, all souls are mine, the soul of the Father as well as the soul of the Son is mine, and the soul who sins shall die, okay? Now, that's talking about a family, a father and a son.
Mm-hmm.
We are, and we will, our soul, me, will return back to our Father, to our Heavenly Father, to God, okay? And what Postman has been talking about, the harvesting of souls,
yeah,
that's a whole different study that I'm just getting into, because I never really thought of it that way. Guys, when I get through with this, and Postman, you're 100% correct on this, because the soul is the most important thing
absolutely.
That we have. And if they can take that, as well as our DNA and RNA, we're in real trouble.
Yeah, and it harkens back to a to what I read about how Satan looked, when he was in his glory, And he's trying to get his former glory back. And the only way he can get that former glory back is to steal the light from men. Is take it. That's the only way he can get it back. And it's a difficult concept. It's a difficult concept, you know, for a regular layperson to actually conceive that there's an entity out there that can actually rob you of your spark, your
consciousness,
soul. Your consciousness, and actually use it up. You know what I'm saying? And kill it. It's hard for people to fathom that.
Exactly. And Terry, if you go back to our original conversation, maybe year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. About Satan trying to take our DNA and RNA.
Yes.
And the whole power of that.
Yep.
And tie this whole last, I don't know, gosh, how long it's been now, 6 months with Postman on there?
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible.
Yeah,
it really is.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and people don't really understand or comprehend. I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's just incredible. I just love listening to you guys talk.
And another thing, too, I'm kind of skeptical about saying this, you know, because there's several places that I won't mention on air that I believe the harvesting sites, they've already built them. Several places.
Well,
the moon.
Let me say something else, Postman, I've been working on when I can. I'll be home next Saturday night so I can spend more time on it for the next couple of weeks anyway, once I get back to Alabama. But I've been looking and doing some research on the vessels in waiting. I don't know if you talked about that, but the hidden vessels that are around the world waiting to be launched or whatever.
He mentioned that in the last segment.
Huh? Yeah, I mentioned in the last segment. There's one I can tell you is on the city of Phoenix, Arizona. The name of the vessel is the Phoenix.
Yes.
It's AI.
Yes. Did you talk about, I apologize, but did you talk about the Phoenix flight?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Okay, so. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. But there's a whole different deal that I'm working on that I want to talk about maybe the next 2 or 3 weeks about vessels and this. So,
cool.
But anyway, I appreciate you guys taking my call. I'll be home next week finally. So
good. Come on.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Later.
Okay. Bye.
All right, late for a break. Gotta go. Be back in 3 minutes. Clearing the air.
If you're ready to save thousands on your next vehicle, turn up your radio now. It's invoice pricing now through month's end at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville. You pay what we pay on any new vehicle in stock. The factory invoice will be posted on every car, truck, and SUV where you can see the thousands in savings. Stop by today and register for your chance to win a Green Egg smoker and grill valued at over $1,000. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for? Pay what we pay with invoice pricing on every new vehicle in stock at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Visit Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Qualified applicants must finance through Chrysler Capital. All sales plus tax, bank, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentive supply. Negative equity refinance. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 years old to register. 1 entry per person. Odds depend on number of registrants. Offers no combine. Expires 6/30/18.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, this is Tyler Tullis with Hometown Lenders. Hometown Lenders has created the Hometown Heroes program to give back to the men and women who help make the River Region a better place to live. We are offering $500 off closing costs to active and retired military, police officers, firefighters, nurses, doctors, emergency responders, and teachers in our area. To learn more about Hometown Heroes, call 647-1900 or visit 647-1900.com. NMLS number 65084, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't let your fitness habits go on vacation this summer. Take a free intro class at Club Pilates. Find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hold on. Okay. Hey, welcome back to the program, 272-9228. Postman, would you like to continue?
Yes, I had a, I got some feedback on a,
video.
On video we played last week.
Mm-hmm. I put it on the official Clear in the Air Facebook page. Right. Yellow Rose for Texas, the imminent demise of the New World Order. Was that it?
Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, that one. And...
It's deep.
Yes, it's pretty deep. You have to look at it at least two or three times to actually get the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And to actually find out, you know, what this person is talking about. But when I first saw it, I was like, gosh. You know, like I said on the program last week, I mm-hmm. said, somebody's thinking the same way I'm thinking about this.
Yep, it's not,
and,
not just
she me. She actually nailed it. Mm-hmm. And she actually put it together. Mm-hmm. And
clues are there.
Yeah, they're all there. You know, about how they lied through the centuries. Now, don't take this as face value. Like the gospel, in other words, mm-hmm. or the biblical
scripture.
Scripture, yes. Don't take it like that. But you can actually use that video as a companion, and you can actually look up those names that are there, because these people are well, I won't say people, these entities are time travelers. They jump from one era to the next. And you got to realize that some of these beings are
billions of years
billions,
old.
Billions, yeah, yeah. They're billions of years old.
Yeah,
and that's hard for. Like I said, that's one concept too. That's hard for a layperson to actually.
Well, the reason for that, Postman, is because we have been spoon-fed lies all our life. You know, the powers that shouldn't be, they know the truth. They've known the truth. The last thing they want is for us to know the truth. So we have been spoon-fed disinformation since we were 6 years old.
Right.
And so we got to unlearn before we can learn.
Right. And once we know the truth, they don't want to know it, you know, because we'll find out, you know, who they are and
uh-huh.
what they're doing.
Uh-huh.
That's why. And the part of this video that really stood out at me was the names of these rulers. And who the actual rulers are.
Exactly. And you got, you know, and do you think things have changed? Do you not think rulers now, there's something about them that makes them rulers?
Right. And
absolutely.
And in several instances, I've read, I mean, these are, most of these people are scholarly. And I don't claim to be scholarly.
But, I don't either.
But really, all I do is research. And the thing is... They're claiming that the Queen of England is Ishtar, because she's been jumping through millennia.
Well, we know she's not a human, because she admitted that on the official page of Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, she actually the same person that was Queen Elizabeth I, Queen Elizabeth II.
It wouldn't surprise me.
She was Artemis, you know,
Jesus.
all those people that I named.
Well, do you think that the families of the Illuminati, I think 13 families of the Illuminati, do you think these are the bloodlines of some of the fallen angels?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking, too.
Yeah, it is.
That makes perfect sense. That's why they kind of marry within their own.
Right.
Keep the bloodline going, yeah.
That's why they marry their brothers and sisters.
Yep. Keep that bloodline going.
And that's what Elizabeth I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
She married her brother and her sister.
Her sister?
No, she married her brother and her son.
Oh.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's a coven. That's why the...
Coven, good word.
That's why...
A bad word. But
that's one of the Ten Commandments. You know, thou should not covet.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're right. Oh, while I'm thinking about it, in case you thought you heard the last about the Mandalay Bay false flag shooting, another change has come this week. Newly released body cam footage shows Mandalay Bay security guard Jesus Campos, who's not really a guard, at least he's not registered in Las Vegas, but he says he is. He claims he was shot by a pellet gun because all you see is a small trickle of blood. There's no hole. And you know as well as I do, Postman, that if you were shot by a military-grade weapon, the hole going in may look like a pinprick, but the one coming out is going to be several inches. And he goes on TV not that much longer. It doesn't even have a noticeable limp. Now he's claiming he was shot by pellet gun, by Paddock.
Wow.
Jesus. Just gets crazier and crazier. Mike. You're on the
air. Hey, is this Terry?
Yes.
Hey, buddy. I called you a couple weeks ago about something, and I wanted to talk to you off the air.
Okay.
And I've not been able to get an email through to you.
That's weird.
I don't have it handy. I'm driving again.
Sure. Now, refresh my memory. You said somebody had called you and threatened you, right?
No, it wasn't a threat. It was, and my name's not Mike. I'm sure you know.
That's fine.
But I'll tell you off the air. But
sure.
I told you the story, if you remember the story.
I do.
Then I got a call, and I've got the name of the two people, his name supposedly, and the name of another guy that he gave me at home.
Okay.
So I'm calling to get your email to try to get the email to you before the show is over. But
sure.
They called me and said that that's not something is wise to be calling radio shows about, and gave me his name and said look it up, and they'd be in contact. And haven't been back in contact. And of course, I asked you, does the radio station have caller ID? Would somebody there be, playing tricks or doing something?
No.
Making calls like that?
Yes. No.
I Googled one of the names and I found one of the names, and that one of the names passed away. The other name, I didn't find anything on. So I want to get it to you and just see if you can look into it.
Okay.
Because it was, I mean, honestly, unnerving. I mean, I
enjoy
talking conspiracy theories, talking stuff like that. But for somebody to call my cell phone a couple of days after I called Radio Talk Show.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. That kind of stuff shouldn't happen.
Yeah, I was pretty weirded out. I still am weirded out about it.
I understand. If you'll hang on for a second, I'm going to go ahead and close this segment out. And when we hit the break, I'll pick up the phone and we'll talk off air, okay?
Okay.
Hang on for me for a second. All right, guys, we're going to hit this break. It's a 5-minute break. 272-9228 is the number here. We'll be back in 5 short minutes.
I'm with Miss Dot of the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, summer's here.
Summer's here, and it's here in full force.
Well, tell us some things you're getting ready for.
We're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it because we're proud of it.
So bring those trucks and load them up and get the kids ready to go back to college.
Absolutely. Really, we've got everything you need. We've got everything from the silverware to the dishes to the bedspreads to curtains, everything.
All right, Dot, what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery.
Made-from-scratch food goes perfectly with ice-cold beer. And at Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus, savory shareables like the new loaded tots topped with a sunny-side-up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is a featured rotating tap served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-sized mug. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hey, Cade, what you been doing since school got out?
I've been
been catching some fine catfish and bream on the Alabama River.
Where on the river?
Christmas Lake.
Well, if you need some bait, we better head to the minnow bucket.
For the best in fried shrimp, Apalachicola Bay oysters, fresh mullet and gator tail, come see us at Nick's. We're located on Highway 20, overlooking the Choctahatchee Bay. Don't forget our kids' catfish tournament on July 21st.
For more information, find us on Facebook at Trailer Made Tournaments.
It's Nick's, not Nick Saban. War Eagle.
Hey there, this is Dr. Sam, and you know my favorite at Nick's Seafood is a seafood platter. Apalachicola oysters, succulent shrimp, fried clams that'll knock your socks off, fried grouper or snapper, and for the non-seafood eater, the absolute best steaks and chicken platters this side of the Mississippi. They don't forget the little sailors, too, with a fantastic menu for them to select from. And you know generations of families have been eating at Nick's Seafood on Highway 20 between Destin and Freeport. Trey wants to personally thank all of the South Alabama listeners who have stopped by since he's been on Bama Country. He appreciates your business at Nick's Seafood, Highway 20, Freeport, Florida.
Miss the days when you had a real neighborhood bar where you can just hang out with a gang? That place is still here. Head to Rick and Moe's on Watchman Drive.
Mo knows.
Rick and Moe's has the entire week covered. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 till 7. Rick and Moe's Kitchen is open 7 days a week at 4 o'clock with four flavors of wings, hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos, chili cheese fries. All your bar menu favorites.
Mo knows.
Tuesday is Taco Tuesday and the perfect time for open mic night. Wednesday is Wiener Wednesday, and Wednesday and Thursday nights, come out for your favorite acoustic acts. Fridays through the weekend is party time at Rick and Moe's. They've always got your favorite sports on the TVs.
Mo knows.
Join Sammy for Sunday Fun Day. She'll have the place hopping. Check Rick and Moe's Facebook page for this week's schedule. There's never a cover charge at Rick and Moe's. Plenty of fun with darts, pool, and video games.
Mo knows.
Rick and Moe's, your neighborhood bar. On the east side at Vaughn Road and Watchman Drive. Mo knows.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are deep into the summertime muggies, and it's a pretty routine forecast. The threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue, but they'll fade out in the overnight hours. Low temperature down to about 75. Tomorrow, very hot and humid with a high in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices, and the rain chances under 20% tomorrow, low tomorrow night in the mid-70s. Then spotty storms return Monday and Tuesday with highs in the lower 90s. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes, and when you take it on the road, it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather forecast, weather radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams, Negomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a body and mind numbed by the bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. Postman is co-hosting as usual. The little short, mean woman is producing. She's on phone with a lady who's telling her that some of our segments are being bleeped out. If that's happening to anyone else, please call us and let us know at 272-9228. That's 272-9228 in the attic with no static. All right, Postman, where were we?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we were talking about that Yellow Rose for Texas
Yeah, video. The video, correct.
Right, and the part that really stood out to me on the video was what's the actual lie that NASA told, and they told that, you know, so they could get all the all the corporate conglomerates, get them all together and start their intergalactic trade,
because it's all about money,
right? Because it's all about money, and that's basically what they're doing. They're actually trading with different worlds. I've mentioned it, you know, on the program before,
mm-hmm.
and I knew about this before I even saw the video on this, and I'm like, wait a minute, and they were using using their corporate logos.
You too. Thank you.
To get this done, because certain houses of those demon faction, in other words, or those Archon faction,
mm-hmm.
have to have a certain sigil or a certain sign that
has
to
be
on
their vessels. Right,
it has to be on the vessel.
Okay.
And NASA, being DOD, Department of Defense own has a red swooshing or red vector.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and that vector, if you look at it close enough, it's in the it's actually in the shape of that vessel. If you look at it, you know, from an angle,
right?
That's the way that that vessel looks.
Wow.
In other words, that's the flagship. That's their flagship.
Okay.
And what they do is, and they're actually trading. They're trading goods. They're trading people also. They're actually trading the souls of men.
Doesn't surprise me at all. The enemy would do that.
Right. And he's actually this people. Y'all just don't know how locked down this solar system is.
Mm-hmm. I believe that.
Or this part of the whole sector of the galaxy. You just don't know how captured it is.
Yes.
They've got it under control.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why Satan took Jesus out in the wilderness and said, hey, bow down to me and I will give you all of this as it was given to me.
Yeah,
he owns it.
It was his.
Absolutely, yeah. He owns it.
Mm-hmm. This is why he was set up at it in the beginning.
Yep.
And he just kept it, took it over.
Absolutely, he did.
Brought his demon horde with him and his fallen angel horde with him and just kept it and just policed it. And, of course, God let it stay like it was, but he knew that... that he didn't have a clear title to the earth, and when he comes back, he's gonna have the title with him to claim it, to claim the earth, and take it back.
Wow, this is going to be interesting. We are living in a very interesting time, folks, and I think we're lucky to be living in this time. Well, if you're a believer in Christ, you're lucky.
You know? And if you look at some of those corporate logos. Are those bank logos? The bank logos are the most telling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at Regions Bank logo. Look at PNC Bank's logo. Look at Max Federal Credit Union logo. That's a blatant 7 in the Max Federal Credit Union logo.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and you want to know what a 7 is? I mean, that's the that number 7. Represents the seven system lords, the seven system archon lords. Those are the ones that are that own all the planets. I don't know how many light years of solar systems that they own, that they run, and they do it in the name of commerce, do it in the name of money.
Of course, money is their god.
And they've got if you look at the DirecTV logo, and look at the UPS logo. They're similar. They look pretty much the same.
Yeah.
And both of those are they have the Saturn sigil. And that's who runs our solar system. The Archon ruler is on Saturn. And if you look at FedEx's logo.
Yep.
FedEx's logo has got a vector on it.
Right.
And I remember when it went from a real conservative logo that said Federal Express.
Mm-hmm.
To FedEx, and it had had a vector in it. And once it changed, I guess that's when they became spacefaring.
Yeah,
because I mean, Hollywood in reality is linked, people. Because I think I told you last week about the Sci-Fi original picture episode of The Expanse.
Mm-hmm.
About how they were using them, those FedEx containers with the explosives in them,
mm-hmm.
and just float them into these big star cruisers and blow them up. And I mean, who knows? That's probably what's going on up there.
Could be.
Yeah, with them fighting, you know, against certain factions.
Right.
And all this is about to come to a head, and it won't be long, people. Just like I told you about the secret space program, and you see Trump has already enacted it, and it's pretty much a done deal.
Wow. Well, I just found. The video you're talking about, a listener named Kevin went into Yellow Rose for Texas's videos and kind of streamlined it and put all the information down in an easier to read format. I just posted that on our Clearing the Air site. So that should help you understand it. I know Miss Connie had asked about it. So it's out there on our official Clearing the Air page. All the stuff we talked about is out there for the Yellow Rose for Texas, the imminent demise of the New World Order. All that's out there. Textual information, as
yeah,
they call
it. This is a concerted effort to keep us deeper deeper in control, keep us deeper in the matrix.
Yes.
And but it's their time's run out, people. Keep in mind that the cycle is ending. The cycle that for them to rule is ending, and they're not going to go down without a fight.
No.
And,
no, they're
not. And the thing is, I would advise every layperson to be ready, because
yes.
Because there's several events that's going to take place, and those volcanoes that are active now,
mm-hmm.
that's not the only thing that's going to take place.
Well, what are you talking about? Earthquakes and stuff like
yes,
that?
Yes, I'm talking about like some serious earthquakes.
Yeah,
serious
I can
earthquakes.
Believe that. Well, I know that the Bible says it'll be unlike any other, you know, time, how bad it's going to be, and men will faint from what's come upon the earth. So that doesn't surprise me at all, having, I believe, seen some of this stuff. Yeah, and you've seen it too.
Yes.
Men,
yes,
people are going to freak out.
Yeah, they are. I mean, if I would have, if I had been a 7/8-year-old mm-hmm. at the time, I might have would have acted different. And because the night that I saw these two entities,
mm-hmm.
I was expecting to see them because I knew they were coming.
Yes.
Yeah. And
well, you were armed though,
right?
Too.
And I didn't even know it. I just did what I was told to do.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Yep. Mentioning the name of God. Boom. Whoop, there it is. I love it. That's all it took. That's all it took. And folks, just remember that. If you get visited by one of these, just mention the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Savior, and it'll stop.
And you can say something as simple as the Lord's Prayer. I did it. And
love it.
I mean, it was amazing how it happened. And it was hard for me to believe.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, being a 7/8-year-old, you know, you have different perspective on certain things. Because I was beyond screaming and hollering, you know, because I had done that so much until, you know, I was being threatened because they thought something wrong. Thought I was crazy. I was dreaming, but I wasn't. I would be wide awake.
I can only imagine being that young and going through what you went through. That's just unreal.
Yeah, because wow. it doesn't matter how old you are. If you experience something a whole lot, because it had been over a period of like 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Let's go ahead and hit this break. That way we'll have a little longer last segment. This is Clearing the Air. You can get your parting shots in at 272-9228. And we'll be back in 3 short minutes. And I did get, Fred, I got your email. We'll get into that when we get back.
Hey, folks. Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models, and we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, the goal is to help you see life clearly. Montgomery Eye Physicians offers the latest in LASIK technology from local board-certified ophthalmologists Dr. John Swan and Dr. Ian Shin. Montgomery Eye provides their patients with the most advanced personalized care with outstanding results. They utilize cutting-edge technology to customize LASIK eye surgery for each patient's individual needs. All of the doctors are local and part of the Montgomery Eye team, ensuring that you see the same physicians before, during, and after your procedure. Doctors who know you and your history. A custom LASIK procedure from Montgomery Eye allows you to focus on the mission at hand without glasses or contacts that can get in the way. That's why Montgomery Eye offers a LASIK discount for military personnel and first responders. At Montgomery Eye, your vision is our vision. Call 272-2020 or visit www.getlasik.me to schedule your free LASIK consultation.
When it comes to trailers, there's only one name to know in the River Region, Airport Trailer. For over four decades, Airport Trailer on the Selma Highway has been the leader in trailer sales and service. But top names, Big Tex, CM Trailers, and CM Truck Biz, any size and any style, from heavy equipment trailers to utility and landscape trailers, auto and motorcycle haulers to dump beds. Find the best at Airport Trailer. Head for Airport Trailer today for your next trailer. Visit Airport Trailer today or call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of clearing the air. Postman gets his information, a lot of it from Scripture, a lot of it from the books that have been kicked out of the Bible. Thank you, Constantine. There's been like 50 books that didn't make the cut. Now, keep in mind, Constantine kind of got all the biblical scholars, using my 84 air quotes together, and they embarked upon a way to streamline the Bible and put it in a chronological way, which meant they kicked out a whole bunch of books. Now, I submit to you that these books are just as relevant. The only, man kicked them out, not God. So there's a lot of information in those books. One in particular is the book of Jasher,
right,
that mentions the Archons by name. So, folks, there's a lot of stuff out there. The Bible told us a lot more than you've been led to believe. It's still there. They just didn't want us to see it for whatever reason, and I'll leave that up to you. But for some reason, they took these books out. There's things in there they didn't want us to see. The Book of Enoch, I think, is one of the more important books because it gets into big detail about what happened on this planet from these 200 Watcher-class angels that came down. But he gets information from that, and I've heard him talk about some whistleblowers that he's talked to. They were in some of the agencies. Is that it?
And sometimes, some of it, just comes. You know what I'm saying?
Esoteric.
Right. It's
dots
just there.
Dots connect.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get that, too.
And one of the most telling astronauts, I can't think of this guy's name. I've been trying to think of it for the longest. But
what'd he say, and I'll tell you which one it was.
Okay. He said when he go into space, he tried to get all his experiments done, so he can get his camera and get to the window of the space shuttle, so he can film what's going on the outside.
Wow.
Scott something.
Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's come out with a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And he talked about one. He said this was a luminous being. This creature was in the shape of a man on the outside of the shuttle. And
yep.
And he was on the outside of the space station, and he was actually in space. You know what I'm saying?
Was this Scott Kelly or Scott Carpenter?
I think it was Kelly.
I think so too.
And this being, this winged luminous creature, mm-hmm, was outside the actual space station, looking in at him.
Yes, I've read that story.
Yeah,
yeah, he's the one I think that said there was this giant wing thing in the cargo bay of the shuttle or something, and they had that. He said they was on camera; they were watching it. Of course,
yeah,
we don't get to see that kind of stuff, but
it's kind of blurry. But there was a space vessel was parked near the space shuttle,
mm-hmm,
and they had the bay doors open, and the long robotic arm was sticking out for some reason or another.
She imagined that.
And there was an entity standing inside the cargo hull of the, mm-hmm, space shuttle, and there was an astronaut standing beside him. Man, you ought to saw how much taller that entity was standing beside that
10 feet
that
tall.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah. That's unreal.
I can see the silhouette.
That's crazy. But, hey, it's happening, folks. Believe me. Again, men will faint from what's come upon the earth.
And I can almost guarantee you that being was not benevolent.
No. I wonder what it was he was picking up from us.
If he were dealing with NASA DOD,
he couldn't
wasn't
be
benevolent.
You better believe it.
Yeah.
You better believe it. that's just, you know, it's happening, folks. I mean, you got whistleblowers talking about it, all this stuff. You got all this, admittedly, it's circumstantial evidence, but at what point does thousands and thousands of these sightings, so at what point do we start paying attention to them? You know, I think it's about time, because there's so much going on. Astronauts, I just Googled astronauts and entities, and there's like thousands of hits. Astronauts see entity in space, astronaut, da-da-da-da, on and on and on. Thousands of different sightings, and these are, I would say, the most trained, the most vetted people on the planet. You would not believe what they go through just to get into the space program.
Right.
These aren't quacks.
Yeah, and these are some people that got some of the most trustworthy testimony you'd ever want to
exactly.
You ever want to listen to, especially if they're telling the truth.
So why are we not listening?
Yeah, because I mean, if they're on the opposite side, they're gonna lie anyway. You know, but,
sure.
But in most cases, they won't, or either they won't say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think we went to the moon? Because that's always been a huge topic on this program.
Yeah, we've been way past the moon. I mean, the moon is...
But, I mean, Kennedy, the whole Kennedy thing, do you really think we went to the moon? Like, you know, Kennedy said we need to be on the moon by the end of the decade.
Yeah, we did.
Why did they destroy all the stuff? You know, they destroyed everything. We don't have any of the technology that took us to the moon. It's all gone. They destroyed it, which makes no sense at all.
That's because they already had the advanced stuff.
Okay.
Already had it.
That makes sense. This is stuff's obsolete.
And I mean, get this. Where's the disconnect at, people? Of what I'm trying to figure out. Where is it? Because the fact that Trump has already enacted the space program, it's pretty much a done deal.
Uh-huh.
Now, that means you got to have vessels to fly around in space in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they will.
Yeah.
I doubt we will.
Or I think
somebody will.
Or where's your manufacturing plant? Where is it?
That's a good question.
And what ships are they going to be flying in to go back and forth to space, or to be able to patrol space?
Yep.
And you know that harkens back to a conversation I had with the F-15E pilot, which I won't call name.
Please don't.
And as a matter of fact, he's somewhere in the Aegean probably right now.
Okay.
At an on post, who knows? He may be off. That was years ago that I talked to him. Maybe 5 years ago. His tour of duty probably was up. And I don't know if I told you the story before, but
I've never heard it that I know of.
Anyway, he was moving. I brought him his orders, and I said, "Where are you off to now?" He said, "Man, I'm going to the GNC."
Okay. Wow.
And I see you fly F-15Es. I said, yeah. And he said, "That's a real airworthy platform to actually be flying."
Yeah.
And I just out of the blue asked him. I asked him, why didn't he join Starfleet? he had on some sunglasses. It was like in the springtime. He took his sunglasses and raised them up. And he asked me point blank. He said, "How did you know about that?"
I love it.
And he said that the reason why I didn't join, he pointed back inside of the house. He said, "You see that right there?" He was pointing at his wife.
Yeah.
And trust me, that's a reason. That was a real reason for him to stay on terra firma, for real.
Yeah.
Because she was beautiful. And so he said, "How did you find out about that anyway?" I said, it's just second nature. I mean, they've gotten rid of all the shuttles. I'm anxious to see what's next. As a matter of fact, I already know what they're using.
Yeah.
I already know. And he said, to tell you the truth, he said, the reason why I don't want to go up there is because of what they're fighting.
Oh, God.
He said, that was why I don't want to go. He said, those are actually dragons they're fighting against. They are actually walking upright dragons.
My God.
Those are the things that are coming, people. At some point in time, when we lose all our stuff, in other words, when all our stuff get taken away from us,
uh-huh,
and the lights get cut off,
uh-huh,
that's what's coming.
Wow. Wow.
And all those young guys, I mean, I say this again, if I was 20, I'd sign up, I'd go. Because for some reason or another, I'm not afraid.
Good. We're not supposed to be.
Nope.
not supposed to be afraid. That's just, that's mind-blowing.
But all those who are thinking about going into the space program, now that the space program has already been enacted, beware, people. There are dragons up there.
There's no telling what's up there. You know, I've told this story before, but it bears repeating, especially at this moment. Lynn and I did a Kawasaki display at, I think it was an Auburn-Alabama game a couple of years ago at Jordan-Hare. And a couple of display booths up from us was the
Air Force.
And they had a big banner, Air Force, you know, this, and it said space. So I walk up there, and a little sunglasses little dude, you know, and I said, space? He goes, yeah, we're in space. I said, really? He goes, yeah, we've been in space. What? So it's not like they're hiding it. You know, but the media's not going to tell you. Do you think Dan Rather or whichever talking head's taking his place is going to tell you about this? No. But they don't hide it. They don't. It's not a big secret. They just don't come out and tell you. The media doesn't.
Yeah, and I said dragons were up there, and they are, but these aren't the type of dragon that you see flying around.
This isn't Puff the Magic Dragon.
No, it isn't. These are upright, sentient beings.
Evil.
Some of them weigh 500, 600, 700 to 1,000 pounds. They're from our height to 14 feet, and it takes a mini rail gun to bring them down. And I bet some of the military guys said, well, how did he know about a mini rail gun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what they're going to be attempting to use against Christ? The rail guns?
Yeah.
Particle beam weapons. Yeah.
All that.
That's going to be laughable.
It is.
It's going to be laughable because God's going to open his mouth and, oh, geez. Boom.
They're going to do it at Armageddon for sure.
Yeah.
They're going to be tricked into doing it.
People, wake up. Wake up. Unlearn what you think you know and try to open your mind to what's really going on in this world because you don't know. I don't know. Not everything. I know a lot, but I don't know everything. I don't know what he knows.
And it's not going to take one of us. It's not going to take 10 of us. It's not going to take 100 of us. It's not going to take 1,000 of us. It's going to take all of us. We're going to have to join together consciously to make this shift because time is running out, people.
Yep.
And we need to pull this off because the enemy of men's souls is not going to be playing. He's after all he can get because he can't reconnect with the source that he once had billions of years ago. Mm-hmm. And he knows his time is up because once the node to the east gate has already been broken, and once he comes through it, he's going to be on his way down, down to earth. And there's only two paths, the right-hand path of God and the left-hand path to Set and or Satan.
Yep. Correct. You, sir, are correct. Folks, it's time to get off the fence. It really is. It's time to get off the fence and figure out who you're going to serve. Who's it going to be? Because I'm telling you, this stuff, it's you've got to get your soul and you got to get your act together. You know, if you're an addict,